Are you looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward to the ones that I have right now.
All right. So as you are anticipating, that's a good thing. As you're anticipating them coming, then these are the words that we would begin to offer in our warm-up. We would say, this person has huge potential not yet realized. And I get the fun of being in on watching the morphing from where they are to where they are wanting to be. And I sense that the larger part of them is already there. And I know that the larger part of me is already there. So my work before they get here is to see them as I know they want to be. And so these are the reasons that I feel rather clear about the success of this person. So now, give us some of those reasons. In other words, those positive aspects that make you feel the fullness of what they're reaching for and the fullness of your ability to help them deliver it.
Well, see, what this is sort of maybe why I think one of the reasons why I'm where I am is a lot of my work has stopped being that I work with people as a singer, and I have started working with helping them move closer to who they are, and music has just become my method.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's an okay thing, but I've just been wondering if maybe I just need to hang out a shingle and be a counselor.
Well, maybe, but
which I think I would enjoy more, because I think I'm somewhat frustrated now because I'm not using my skills as a director, and I am, but I'm not allowing myself to fully use the skills that I have as a counselor.
Well, we think that you have articulated that very well. In other words, that is the vibrational discord that's going on within you.
Yeah, that's, and I think maybe they're falling away because of my
inconsistency.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, because the whole time that you were saying that last part, what was in my head was, but how do I do that when I've got this burning pain in my eye that I can't even hear them?
So how's that pain in your eye right now?
Present, but not so bad, but it's present.
So, and in the same way that negative emotion can be present, but not so bad, what does it mean? Some contradiction in my thought. So
yeah.
Now begin telling a better feeling story. In other words, you have been focused and we haven't been helping much. We have been focused upon the problem at hand.
Well, I was aware of it only during that last part. Now, when I started to suggest a different story, it got better.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I had said to a friend when I was in L.A., you know, maybe what I should do is keep a place in New York, move back to Pittsburgh, you know, take this law of attraction stuff that I've been doing of some time, and I'm very intuitive, and, you know, and I was ordained in 1981, and, you know, start working with people and do it in Pittsburgh and do it in New York and, you know, see if people come to me. And see, now that feels better to me.
So now focus upon leaving behind the training and talent you have in your musical instruction or in your directing. And how does that feel?
It doesn't feel so bad.
It doesn't feel so good either, though.
Well,
in other words, do you really have to choose one over the other?
You
in
don't.
Other words, can't you tell a good story about both?
Yes. I can be a doctor and a chef.
Exactly. 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 And that's the thing. We think that you're in a situation where you feel like you have to choose.
Yeah.
And you're sort of this splitting headache that you have is sort of indication of your feeling that you have to split yourself and you have to make some decision. And you don't.
Yeah,
you
I
can
don't.
Be all of those things at any and but all you gotta do is do the right warm-up for whatever it is that you're doing at the time that you're doing it, which means tell the story that makes you feel the best about whatever it is that you're about to embark on.
Exactly.
And you'll begin to notice that discomfort goes away and you come into alignment, and then all kinds of other opportunities will reveal themselves to you too.
So what do I do about all this medication?
Appreciate it for for the positive aspects that it gives you. And you see, you can't continue to say it makes me not be able to think, it makes me not be able to think, it makes me not be able to think.
I do realize that. I mean, I just thought I shared that aspect of it up here.
So as you speak of the benefit of it, this medicine, this wonderful medicine, gives me the ability to